Do you want to be the absolute best candidate for a job you'll love in a career with balance? Veteran leadership career catalyst Jonathan Flax is teaming up with leading executive search professionals to provide you with cutting-edge career transition strategies. Welcome to Career Transition Experts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Flax.
I often ask my guests on the Career Transition Experts, what's the dumbest thing you've seen smart people do? And our upcoming guest, Marty Gilbert, founder of the North Shore Executives Networking Group, has a very interesting point about speaking negatively about the past.
You know, I ask my guests on the podcast, what's the dumbest thing you've seen smart people do? And I'd love an example of where you find, where you've heard of someone who, without naming names, have really, you know, blundered, or, you know, like a really specific example, and then we can lead that into, you know, where do people generally fail during the job interview?
Yeah, I think one of the worst things you can do in an interview is to talk badly about the past. I mean, it just reflects so poorly on you. If you make any bad comments about the company that you worked at previously or the person you worked for, right. We've all been to this in the situation in social experiences where somebody says to you, oh, God, I can't stand so-and-so. Well, you walk away from the conversation, I wonder what they're saying about me. Mm. Okay. And you don't want to bring up bad stuff. Okay. Right. You always have to put a positive spin on this. And I've seen it with plenty of senior level people who just haven't gotten over the fact that they got let go. Right. And as a result, it's still sitting in their mind, and it's something that they bring to the forefront inadvertently. And it just casts a bad cloud over the perception that they're trying to portray.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you said a key thing. They haven't gotten over that they got let go. One of the first things we need to do with people who feel they got a knife in their back is have them take the knife out, put the resentment behind them. Business is, you know, not always business as usual. And just find some other way of explaining why it didn't work out, taking some responsibility, moving on, and bringing the conversation to the future.
For more of Marty Gilbert's views, stay tuned to the Career Transition Experts. Thank you for listening to the Career Transition Experts. Please make sure to listen to our next episode. And if at any time you want a clear view of the entire career transition process and a sense of where your strengths are and where your challenges are to work on, you'll get your free access to my career TPS assessment at careerexcitement.com. That's www.careerexcitement.com. TPS stands for Transition Performance Snapshot. This is Jonathan Flax wishing you outstanding career success and satisfaction in balance. Looking forward. Bye for now.